listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Tulsa's Union Tuttle Stadium on Senior Night. The Redskins leading the visiting Putnam City North Panthers 21-0 as we start the second quarter. 12 minutes up on the scoreboard. Panthers have a second down and seven from their own 23-yard line. Ackerson Johnson in the backfield will spoil the quarterback, waits for the snap. Standing the shotgun, takes the snap, fakes the handoff, throws quickly up to the right side at the 20. 23-yard line. He won't make the 25, though. Quick pass outside to Grant Leiter. Good coverage, though, for the Redskins. Trey Brown, 5'11", 175 senior, and the OU commit. Gee, you think the Sooners could use some defensive backs?
I'll tell you what, they can use him. God. He's tough.
Did you watch that Texas Tech game?
I did.
That's not football, Zach. That's video game stuff. That was amazing. Awful. God.
Awful.
Jeez. I was raised on those 74, 75, 85 Oklahoma teams.
Big defense.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
It's hard, boy.
Well, they make fun of us now because of all the defense we play.
Third and six, waiting for the snap. Sproul takes it, throws up. Oh, almost picked up, and instead it's going to be caught and going to be close to a first down.
Kyrie almost ran right underneath that thing.
That was Gerald Brown who made the reception as Kyrie Fisher went for the interception. He's a Minnesota, University of Minnesota commit, 6'3", 230-pound senior, real close to it, but it went through his hands, and they were still short of a first down. There are they. Yep. It's fourth
just
down.
Just barely.
But they're inside their own 30-yard line, so they're going to have to send the punt team in once again. So here comes again Babla Formune in to punt. He's the busiest guy on the Panthers roster here tonight.
Yeah, he's had a couple short punts. The last one actually got off his foot pretty decently.
Oh, high snap. Pulls it down, has time to kick it away. This is a pretty nice boot. High snap. Picked up at the 40-yard line there. At the 45, Sestock has it there. He's going to spun down at the 47-yard line. Jack Sestock on the return there. And Parker Colton made the stop for Putnam City North. So, again, the Redskins close to midfield. They start with their first possession of the second quarter, already leading 21-0.
Well, they put up a little bit of defense here for the Redskins, but they haven't really stopped them on the ground. Each time they've touched the ball this evening, they have made a drive to score, and they're huddling out here on the numbers, we'll say, and probably just refocusing that team, saying, let's get another drive and get you out of the game, is what he wants to tell them.
Davenport in at quarterback. Kevion Cooper, the running back, picks handoff to him, gives it to Trey Brown in the backfield. Trey Brown, the flanker in the backfield, takes it ahead across midfield and down inside the Putnam City North 47-yard line. Good pickup on the play. Will Taylor, sophomore defensive end, made the stop.
We haven't seen a lot of Trey Brown on the offensive side this year. He started on receiver, then they put him back on defense. Now he's in the backfield. I'll tell you what, he's so talented. Sometimes he just needs to slow down and let it happen because it's going to.
Kevion Cooper, Trey Brown in the backfield with Davenport on a third down and six. Davenport throws down the right side. One-handed grab. My God, what a catch. First down, Union at the 25-yard line. C.J. Moore, 6'4", 180. Reached his right hand out there, grabbed it one-handed. Chris Lauder was all over him, made the tackle. Great throw by Davenport. Better catch by C.J. Moore. 27 yards and a first down at the Putnam City North 25.
Sign him up. That's a great catch.
Man. Davenport takes the snap. Hands off. It goes to Trey Brown. Brown sweeps the left side inside the 20. Knocked out of bounds to the 17-yard line. Tulsa Union on the drive again.
Well, we couldn't do it quite enough justice there on that catch, but I want to just reiterate that again. C.J. Moore's got someone on his right shoulder running a post route, and he just stuck out his mitt, one-handed that thing. What a great catch.
Gain of seven for Trey Brown. Is now second down and three. Football at the 18-yard line of the Panthers. Davenport has Cooper off to his right side. Hands to Cooper. Up the middle it goes. 15. Falls forward to the 12-yard line. It'll be a first down. First down for the Redskins. Legend Fears, the linebacker of the Panthers, made the tackle. But it's a first down at the Panthers' 12-yard line now.
They've got Cy Dan and here, another senior out here. Put him in the game early at receiver. We saw him a couple weeks ago and had a great game. Had a couple catches and some long runs. Hadn't seen the touchdown yet, but we'll see if we can get him one tonight.
Kevin Cooper in the backfield with Davenport waiting for the snap from the 12-yard line. Davenport looks over the middle, throws over the middle. Touchdown! Wide open in the end zone. Catch made there by the junior C.J. Moore. for the touchdown, his ninth touchdown reception of the season. And the Redskins have their fourth touchdown of the evening with just 10:05 left to play in the first half.
Great route there by C.J. Moore. It looked like he was going to take his guy up to the back corner and really worked his hips on him. So that's a veteran move from a senior receiver, and really worked. I can't see your hair. Norman, right? Is that who that is?
Yep.
Norman?
Aaron Norman.
And turned his hips and snuck right on the inside on the post.
Rochebury, the sophomore, out of the hold of Jordan Stark, kicks it through for his fourth extra point of the night. And it's 28-0 Union, 10:05 left in the first half. Redskins football on KRMG.
If you are looking for an insurance agent who will work for you, visit with Jimmy Willis Insurance Services. Jimmy will review your policies and make sure you have the right coverage. He will look for every available discount and give you a fair quote. It never hurts to shop around to see if you can save money. Call Jimmy Willis Insurance at 918-250-6770. That's 918-250-6770.
When you know you win, Jimmy Willis Insurance.
At Classic Chevrolet, we are 29 years strong, and we proudly support all Union athletes and their parents.
29 years of treating you right the first time with excellent customer service,
affordable financing, and an award-winning service department.
Show us your school spirit. Tag us, Classic Chevrolet, on Facebook, showing off your Union pride. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car.
Come see us in Owosso at Classic Chevrolet, online at classicchevrolet.net.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Union 28, Putnam City North, nothing, as Rauschenberg is about to kick off again for the Redskins. Cameron Gulley, as he kicks against it, will have the football at the 7-yard line. Drops the football. It's loose on the floor and ground, and he picks it up and has it at the 16-yard line. JT McLeod came down to quickly cover it there. So that's where the Putnam City will have it, first and 10, just across at their own probably seven, looks like the 17-yard line is over. They put the ball down.
That scoring drive has put together five new plays for 53 yards. C.J. Moore makes a great catch to set himself up for the next catch for a touchdown. 17-yard catch for C.J. That puts the Union Redskins, after the kick is good by Rauschenberger, 28-0.
We get some offensive totals for both these teams. It'll be interesting to see. I'm sure it's obviously quite a difference here.
It's not a peek over
City
there.
North had a tough go of it so far. Spoil back to take him from the 17-yard line. Two backs either side of him. Takes a snap. Hands off the right side. Diving across the 20-yard line. That's Trey Ackerson, their 5'8", 167-pound junior back. Picks up about 3 yards on the play. 4 yards now. Call it second and six. As the football at the Panthers' 21-yard line. Nathan Raper, the linebacker, on the tackle for Union. He's a junior.
And I misspoke earlier while you guys were at break. C.J. Moore is only a junior, so we get to see and enjoy his game one more year.
Spoel waits for the snap on second and six. Panthers are 21-yard line. Hands off, and he's going to be stacked up right in the middle of the line of scrimmage there. Big rush. Damian Johnson, running back, had no luck trying to run up the middle of the Redskin defense. Again, Raper was there, along with Braden Spicer.
Corey Pierce has got his work cut out for him. He's got up over that big tackle on the right side. That's that 6'7", 336-pounder. The yardage for tonight right now, Putnam City North, 3 yards rushing, 28 passing for a total of 21 versus Union, 163 and 42 through the air for 205. So that's about what it looks like right now at 28-0.
Second down and, third down, 6 for the Panthers. Spoel back to pass. They're going to keep the ball. Runs going to 25. Going to have their first down, 30, the 33-yard line. That's their first down by their offense tonight. They got one by penalty on roughing the kicker. Mitchell Lewis, the senior outside linebacker, came up to make the tackle, but not before Spoel was able to scramble up the middle there and take it to their Panthers 33-yard line. First down, Putnam City North.
I believe that's the first down they've picked up with their offense this evening. So good job by Spoel there. Is the pocket collapse. He got out and moved. On the move, and there was no one outside. Everyone dropped into coverage.
Spoel running back on each side of him here as he starts at first and 10 from his 33-yard line. Ackerson and Parker in the backfield with him. Looks to pass. Looks down the right side. Now he rolls to his right on the run. Throws down the middle. Has a guy at the 45 for another first down. Flag is down, though. Flag is down on the play. Grant Lida made the reception between two Redskin defenders there to their own 46-yard line, but again, a flag was thrown.
Flag thrown, and it's from probably the middle of that backfield. It looks like it may go back. They're starting to march backwards, but unfortunately, that would have been their second first down in a row this evening.
Gavin Crittenden was back there defensively for Union. Holding against the Panthers, so instead of a first down, they'll march back 10 and take the ball all the way back to Putnam City North Zone 21-yard line. Instead of another new first down and 10, they're going to have now first down, but first down and 20. They've got to get up to their own 43-yard line for a first down.
Well, it's a first down in forever.
First and 22 as Sproul waits for the snap. Has it. Straight back to pass. Looks to the right side. Throws complete, but just right to the line of scrimmage and hit down and tackled immediately for really no gain on the play was Christopher Tate, their senior 5'10 split in.
Well, Tate caught that on a full sprint, running right at the line of scrimmage, so it's almost like an underneath screen. And they're going to give him the same yardage, but it looks like he even lost the yard on that down.
Sophomore Elijah Tomlin, outside linebacker, made the tackle there. So some of the young guys getting in some play on senior night. So now it's second down and 21 to go from the 22. Sproul takes a snap, hands off, and he's going to be caught up in the middle and thrown down there quickly as Colton Parker. Maybe a yard if that, probably not though. Wow, so it'll be third and a long way to go again. Elijah Tomlin, that outside linebacker, sophomore, is in there on the stop.
Great push up from the middle. There's no surge from that offensive line pushing back the defensive line of the Redskins, and there's just nowhere for them to go, no holes. They've run three plays and picked up a yard there from that second down.
Coming down to the seven-minute mark left in the first half, it is Tulsa Union 28, Putnam City North nothing here at Union Tuttle Stadium on senior night for the Redskins. Panthers now face third and 21 from the 22, have to get all the way up to their 43 for a first down. Now a flag is thrown before the ball is snapped.
We had a play like this. Oh, offsides. It was going to go the other way. I was going to say, we had a play like this in college where if it was this second and third and forever, you just throw up the white flag and do a quick kick punt.
That's right. Offsides against the Union defense. Coach Frederick made about four changes there while they had the offsides penalty. It's still going to be third and forever, though. Again, they got to get to the 43 for a first down. A Sproul with one back in the backfield. Waits, gets the snap, throws out the left side. It is caught at the 35-yard line and spun down about 9 yards shy of a first down by, that was Christopher Tate who made the reception. And then Elijah Tomlin, young sophomore, making a name for himself tonight on senior night. On the tackle there, and here comes the punt team once again for the Panthers. The busiest guy for Putnam City North tonight is their punter without doubt, Babel of Vermeulen. He's had some really bad punts, had a couple of fairly decent ones too.
Yeah, he started getting them off there, you know, after the first couple. After Kyrie roughed him, he started getting out of there quicker and off his foot. And I think they're putting it in Jack's hands soon enough. He's going to be able to make a play this evening, Jack Sestock.
Sestock is deep inside the Redskin 35-yard line. Nice high kick. Sestock lets it bounce. Now he's going to take it on the first hop at the 32-yard line. Gets the right side, gets a block. Tries to get the 35, close the corner at the 40, on his feet, 45, midfield, flag is thrown though, 40, 35, 30, 20, 15, is going to come back, 10, has a touchdown, Jack Sestock, but they threw a flag immediately, yeah, probably a block in the back.
That was a great block by Asa Carter, had him dead to rights, in a perfect position to do so. I think if they hit it on the replay, we'll see. It was clean, but by the vantage point of the referee, it looked like it may have been in the block in the back, and it's going to come back. And unfortunately, like I said, we hadn't run one back tonight or this season, and Sestock is in there for an injured Wood, and it's going to not count.
So instead of a touchdown on a long punt return, holding against the receiving team, and Union will have to start from inside their 30-yard line.
Well, that'll give them a long field to attack, take a few points off the board with 5 minutes and 5.5 minutes left in the half. They got plenty of time to score.
Speaking of scoring, no score, right, in the World Series so far, Zach?
No score, 0-0 as it goes into the third, it looks like. I'm trying to pick up that refresh, but still zeros on the on the baseball game.
So we're not going to ruin it for those of it on DVR like me tonight to go home and try to watch it. 62-yard return is nullified by the holding penalty. First and 10, Union at their own 27-yard line now. Handoff goes off the right side, breaking tackle 30, 35-yard line. That's Darius Boone. Good job of Harris. Strong running goes across the 44. He's finally pulled down and gets a first down.
First time we've seen Darius Sonic Boom in the game for a while, but he made a couple slow and methodical cuts and was very patient as he picked up 12 to 15 on that one.
He's the sophomore they say they believe is going to be an authentic Division I prospect. 5'11", 185. On the run, throwing down, pass complete. Davenport throws a complete to Jared Nichols at the Putnam City North 42-yard line. Another first down for the Redskins. Cameron Gulley was over there defensively with their strong safety. But big pickup on the play, and once again, the Redskins move the sticks into Putnam City North territory. The Panther 41 with a first down. Boone, the right side of the quarterback, Davenport. Hands to Boone, has a big hole, 40, 35, 30, cuts inside, 25, spun down to 20-yard line. Good run by the sophomore, Darius Boone. 6'5", 11, 185. Roderick Newbine made the tackle at 18 yards on the carry by the sophomore, and it's a first down for Union again. Now the ball at the Putnam City North 20-yard line.
Well, this is what we got to see a few years ago when Trey Brown kind of put the light on him. Darius is awesome to watch.
Davenport takes the snap, again hands off to Boone, and he's spun around, keeps going, still driving, goes inside the 15, down to the 12-yard line, close to another first down. Boy, look, he was stopped cold by Damian Johnson, the bandit, finally held on to make the tackle, though, but Boone showed some really strength there.
We call that yak. He had someone on his jersey, made a cut, and picked up another 7 yards after initial contact.
So it's now second and one, football at the Putnam City North 11-yard line. Darius Boone in the backfield, keeping it at Davenport, rolls out to the right, he's going to keep it, cuts inside at the 7-yard line, going to be knocked down there about the 6, but he'll be inside for a first and goal. Damian Johnson, the bandit linebacker, made the tackle for North, but not before Davenport secured a first down, first and goal for Tulsa Union. They're going to put the football at the 6-yard line. Yeah, Doc?
Hey, that was right in front of me. Grady tried to make one of those spin moves like the other guys. It didn't quite work.
Not quite like Shamari or Darius, for sure. And at the middle, though, and, boy, that was easy there. Nice touchdown run by Darius Boone, the sophomore. Takes it there from about 5 yards out, and the Redskins now move into the 30s on the evening with a 34-0 lead.
There was just a tunnel for him to run through.
Wow.
There, not just a lane, but it was wide open, and no spin move needed for Darius to walk into that touchdown.
Good blocking up front. Hoppengarner, Tallman, Barrios, Peters, Stromberg. The big offensive line for Union has just dominated Putnam City North all night tonight. Rauschenberg, the sophomore, attempting the extra point. Kick is up, and the kick is good, and it's 35-0. Redskins over Putnam City North. 4:12 left in the first half. You're listening to Redskins Football, KRMG 102.3, 740.
How would you like to make up to $20,000 a month flipping houses with no risk? Hi, my name is Nick Vertucci, and over the last 2 years, my elite team of house flippers have flipped over 800 properties by using my three-step flipping system that guarantees quick profits. And this year, we plan to double it. I'm growing my team in your area, and I'm looking for help. I have more cash available than deals right now, so I need you. All interested candidates, call now and take an inside peek of my flipping system. I'll rush you out a free copy of my Fortunes in Flipping CD kit that will show you how easy it is to get in, get out, and get paid immediately flipping houses if you come join my team.
Call 1-800-614-2092 now to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-614-2092, and you'll also get free tickets to a training workshop that includes a free meal, a smartphone watch, and a USB flash drive loaded with Nick's powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-614-2092. That's 800-614-2092. Call now.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FS and Springs, KRMG Tulsa. Catch every moment of Union football on KRMG.com, the KRMG app, and News 1023 KRMG.
Rauschenberg kicks off. Cameron Gulley has it at the 10-yard line and breaks a couple tackles, runs across the 35, pulled down at the 37-yard line. It's a good return for Putnam City North. JT McLeod might have been a touchdown-saving tackle. He had a big hole there. J.T. McLeod to pull Gulley down. Not before they're going to mark it. Let's see where they'll put the ball down. Actually up at the 39-yard line. So the best field position to start for Putnam City North tonight. They trail Union 35-0 with about 4 minutes left in this first half. Spell the quarterback. Two backs either side of him. Handoff goes to the left side, hit in the middle, and pulled down there, hit right away. Nathan Raper was there to make the tackle on Colton Parker, the junior running back. JT McCott also in on the stop, and a flag is down on the play as well.
Great time to talk about that last scoring drive. Five plays again, so each play drive this evening, five plays about each one. Picking up 77 yards on that one. Darius Boone sets himself up after a 46-yard gain in the middle of the field for a 7-yard run after the Brady Davenport scramble for an easy touchdown there, and the kick is good, putting the 35-0.
Union hands Putnam City North their second first down by penalty tonight. They're calling for a face mask penalty. Referee Eric Herring giving us the sign there. They'll mark it down 15 yards, and for the first time tonight, the Panthers are in the Union side of the field at the Tulsa Union 45-yard line with a first down thanks to the 15-yard face mask penalty. Smell the quarterback, running backs on each side of him, Ackerson along with Johnson. Takes the snap, hands off to Ackerson off the right side. Hit, maybe got a yard on the right side, and that's about it as he's pushed back as he got to the 44-yard line of the Redskins. And Raper again in there for the tackle. Just see Darius Murdoch, sophomore, coming in. Defensive end for the Redskins.
It was the first time tonight they've crossed the 50, and as that matchup, like you said last time, Corey Piercy has matched over that big left tackle. They moved Kelly out there tonight to match up a little better on this drive.
Second and eight. Putnam City North, Union 43-yard line. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Two backs with the quarterback. Faking the handoff, a sprawl, rolls to his right, throws on the run, in and out of the hands, incomplete of a Union defender at the 32-yard line. Incomplete there. It was Devin Crittenden, who had to go through his hands for possible interception. The intended receiver was Darryl Brown. He had some hum on that ball, too.
Put it right through there. Crittenden's one of our best defensive backs, and as a senior, you don't see him miss too many opportunities. He's made some great catches back there on the defensive backfield, and I know he wants that one back.
So it is now third down and eight. Putnam City North, they need to get to the Redskin 35 for a first down here. They trail 35-0. Just over 3 minutes left in the first half. Ackerson, lone back behind Sproul, the quarterback. Leading eight on first down. Sproul back to pass, looks to his left, now rolls off to his right, still looking downfield. Now throws on the run, and it is incomplete. In between two receivers and two Union defenders, nobody with a ball there. And it was Grant Lyda, the intended receiver. Good defensive play by J.T. McLeod there, and it'll be fourth down. So you got to know that they're obviously going to go for it here. They're down 35-0. 2:59 left in the first half. Fourth down and eight.
Well, that was a great pickup by the number 17 on the offensive side. Wow. Trey Ackerson tries to pick up Lee Barnes, and Lee just came blowing through the middle. Had to readjust some equipment after that one.
Zach, are you surprised here? First-year coach Ryan Laberty trailing 35-0.
Yeah, I think I go for it.
Yeah, it's really fourth and eight. You're at the Union 43-yard line, but he's at the punt team, and now they're going to fake it. Laberty throws down and looking to knock it down and does job defensively. Ready for that play where Union, they tried a fake punt on the play there.
I think that's the right idea.
Raper knocked it down, though, and it'll be Union taking over the football, first and 10. But at least they gave it a try. Good job, Coach Laberty.
Yeah, I think that's the challenge is go for it. And they went ahead and faked that punt and went for a flare or a post out to the left side. And it was covered well, and the ball was thrown a little bit behind him by the punter, which is that's not his normal skill.
And new quarterback for the Redskins, and great to see back on the field, the senior Peyton Morrison, 5'11", 185. Boy, he's been through some kind of season his senior year with some health issues, but he's overcome all those. On the field now, first and 10, and Union foot there, 43-yard line. Has the backfield with him, Ronald Heron, who takes it up the right side for just a yard or two on the play. So Coach Frederick is getting some of his reserves in and also showcasing some more of those seniors. Will Taylor made the tackle there.
Well, it's interesting when you say reserves and the running backs here, it's almost like you don't even take a step down. You've got awesome talent back there and another senior running back, Ronald Heron.
Gunna, Cutshaw, Ramirez, Tomlin, Roland, a lot of new linemen in there, some seniors as well in that. Morrison rolls, throws, hits his man at the midfield, has a first down inside the 45-yard line is Lawrence Harris. Nice rollout and pass by Peyton Morrison.
Good sure hands, probably not his first read. He really held on to that one, but we don't see Lawrence Harris catch the ball very often. He's usually blocking.
First down, Redskins now at the Putnam City North 44-yard line. Morrison hands off up the middle, goes inside the 40, down to the 35. Just pushing him there, close to a first down. That's Ronald Heron, the 5'11", 175-pound senior running back. Legend Fears made the tackle, but they unpile, and he's going to be just looks like a yard shy of the first down. Gain of 9 on the play, second and 1 at the Putnam City North 35-yard line. Peyton Morrison waits for the direct snap, takes it. Hands off again, Heron, big hole on the left side, dives inside the 35, down close to the 30. First down for the Redskins. Clock running now, 1:44 left to play in the first half, 35-0 Union over Putnam City North. Dakarian Harris, defensive end, made the tackle.
Great block there by a senior center that's in the game right now, Juan Ramirez.
Manning, Peyton takes the snap, Peyton Morrison rolls out to his left. Hits a man on the run, and it's going to be caught inside the 25-yard line, out of bounds at the 22-yard line. Goes Jared Nichols. Nice rollout throw by Peyton Morrison there. Hit his man. Boy, he's been on sharp tonight. Looks good.
He's moving around the pocket, pulling it down and running. Man, like I said last week, he came in the game early first half and really did a great job driving and threw the ball well.
Peyton Morrison's big picture up on the big scoreboard here off to the left here, the senior. Heron hands off, Heron big hole to 20, 15, rolls over a man, a flag is down as he goes down to the 13-yard line, but looks like holding may be called on Tulsa Union there. The freshman Aaron Norman made the tackle on Heron, but looks like maybe a holding call. Wait for the official sign here. Union marching backwards though.
If it is, it's unfortunate. You know, you see that happen. Lawrence Harris set the corner and did a great job on the outside. And sometimes when you do that good a job, you might have a little extra cloth in your hand.
And it is holding. 10 yards will cost the Redskins. They move the football back now to the Putnam City North 31-yard line. So instead of that second and one, it becomes second and 11. Still need to get right to the 20, looks like, for a first down. Peyton Morrison, running back off to his left side, takes a direct snap. Peyton looks down the middle, looks to the right now. Now throws down the right side, has a man wide open. Touchdown, Union Redskins. 31-yard touchdown pass from Peyton Morrison to Kyrie Richardson. The 6'3", 175-pound senior receiver from the 5'11", 185-pound senior quarterback. On senior night, Morrison to Richardson, touchdown, beat Aaron Vesey on the play, a senior free safety for Putnam City North. And the Redskins ready to tally their 8th extra point.
Well, I'll tell you what was exciting there is Heron was really giving all he could get on the ground, along with trying to think who might have saw another running back in that drive, but what a great throw and catch there by the two seniors up over the top again.
Rosterberg again perfect with the extra point and the touchdown pass from Morrison to Richardson, and Redskins now 42-0. 105 left in the first half. Let's take a break at Redskins football on KRMG.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Ford Power Stroke, Dodge Cummins, GM Duramax, and International Truck Owners. Diesel Power Plus gets you back on the road fast when your truck gives you trouble. Using the latest factory diagnostic tools and equipment to get to the root of the problem. Diesel Power Plus doesn't just meet the standard, they set the standard. On 56, just west of Garnett. Call 625-8191.
Depend on us, Diesel Power Plus.
Switch to U.S. Cellular and get 7 gigabytes of data per line for only $49 a month with a strong signal wherever you go. Maybe even too strong a signal.
So get the most out of all your devices with 7 gigs for only $49 a month from U.S. Cellular.
Requires new retail installment contract, device protection plus credit approval, and $25 activation fee. Other fees and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Switching pays off at U.S. Cellular, located at 2334 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville, or 414 North Wilson in Veneta. Locations and store directions at uscpremier.com. See store for details.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Red line returns the kickoff from Rauschenberg. The ball is loose at the 30-yard line, but looks like Putnam City North is going to retain possession there, 42-0. Doc Blevins has a special returning guest here on the sideline.
Well, we do. We have Cameron McQueen, graduated last year. Cam, you are now a Jayhawk, University of Kansas. Record's not real good, but it looks like they're getting better.
Oh, yeah, we're a team that's improving. We're a young team, but got a new head coach, and Coach David Beatty, and he's doing a good job of building the program and getting us a fresh start. So
you glad you made that decision?
I am very happy. It's a great environment down in Lawrence, and we have a good thing going, and I'm glad to be part of it.
Well, we'll be pulling for you next year when you finally play.
Appreciate that. Go Skins.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. Good luck to you guys. And first and 10, 31-yard line as Damian Johnson takes the handoff from Sproul. It's maybe a yard on the play, and that's about it. There's under 45 seconds to play. Darius Murdoch, reserve defensive end, sophomore, made the tackle there. So a lot of new players in the lineup for the Redskins, you can imagine, with a 42-0 lead here going to halftime.
They usually wait till the second half. Tonight we're going to just cycle them all in there. When you have 42 seniors, you've got a lot of spots to fill.
Ackerson, Johnson, the backs either side of Sproul from their 31-yard line. The second down, Sproul looks to throw, pulls it back, now throws down the right side, and it is incomplete. Overthrown.
We're so excited to talk to McQueen there. Forgot to tell you about that recap scoring drive. Union Redskins, 6 plays, 57 yards, and a pass up over the top, 51 yards total for Morrison, but that one goes to Kyrie Richardson, 31 yards, putting Union up 42-0.
Kay was the intended receiver on that play, incomplete, way overthrown, but Devin Quinton was right there with him as well. So now the Panthers, with 12 seconds left in the half, face a third down and 10. They'd have to get to their own 41 for a first down. Two receivers come to the left side, one to the right. Two backs either side now of Antonio Sproul. Could be the last play of the first half, though. Sproul back to throw. Rolls to his right now on the run, being chased by the Redskins. Throws down the sideline. Did not catch it. Incomplete. It'll be fourth down to this 5 seconds still left here. Christopher Tate was the intended receiver. Once again, Devin Crittenden has been his shadow all night, and the senior made the play, and Tate caught the ball, but out of bounds. So it'll be fourth down, 10, 5 seconds left in the half. And once again, their punter, Babla Fermune, comes in to punt it away.
He's punted, I think, 6 or 7 away this evening. One was nearly blocked and was got a roughing the punter. Actually punted 6 times this evening.
Here comes 7, right?
He's going to get, as Rick says, the ice tub player of the game.
Nobody really back for the Redskins as the clock runs out, and that's the end of the first half here. Tulsa Union, as we expected, number 3 ranked team in the state. Totally dominant here tonight over 1-7 Putnam City North. The 6-2 Redskins looking for their 7th win of the season. Off to a good start at the half. 42-0. Tulsa Union over Putnam City North. We'll take a break. Doc Blevins will be along with some halftime interviews. And, of course, the award-winning marching band of Uni. We'll talk about them. We'll be coming up for halftime entertainment as well. Right now, we'll take a break. You're listening to Tulsa Union football from Tulsa, Oklahoma on KRMG 74.